Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, too, when you get there. It comes on Sunday, every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And also, I hope you'll check out our blog, and plus all the other things that are on our website. But be sure to check out the blog, too, and you can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every day, every Monday through Friday. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about having Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele on the show. Lieutenant Governor is the number two man at the in the great state of Maryland, and he's ready to talk to us right now. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you, Jim. How's it going?
We're doing great. I'm over here with some of your folks over here in Mountain Maryland. How about that?
I know. Well, welcome to Maryland, man. You getting in that good mountain there?
That's exactly right. No, they're taking good care of me up here in Garrett County, the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm over here in the incubator. And I'll tell you, I'm really proud of what you guys are doing with this incubator system you've got across the state of Maryland. I've already interviewed some of your and seen and talked to some of your attendants over here, and I've met the director of the incubator over here, and I just want to congratulate you on those incubators. They're very important to the building of your economy here in Maryland and the country.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, one of the key elements of the growth in our state right now is the result of the hard work of entrepreneurs, risk takers, who have been a part of this incubator system. And you're dead on. It is so incredibly important to have an engine in place that will enable these companies to grow, to expand, and to really become much more networked, if you will, into the broader community, not just in our state, not just in Western Maryland where you are, but across the region, and even nationally and internationally. We have a lot of our smaller companies that are engaging in some pretty sophisticated lines of work, and that's because we've taken the time to nurture them straight out of our university system, for example, or straight out of other types of programs that we've put in place to help small businesses get on their feet and move forward.
Well, exactly, and especially in the rural areas where there's
yes.
not a lot of downtown areas, it sort of creates a little mini downtown for them, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and in fact, where you are in Western Maryland has been an area of our state until recently had been forgotten. People had given up on the idea of industry. Now industry's changed. It's not the heavy metal stuff. It's not the manufacturing base as it once was for Maryland. We're much more technologically connected, and certainly working in the sciences and in other areas, we've been able to bridge technology into things like farming and as well as telecommunications and information technology. And so
Maryland,
what's happening?
Maryland is a great technology state. You guys have
it is.
Going on here in biotech as well as nanotech.
Absolutely, and we're looking to expand even further into this area. We want to be one of the major hubs in the United States for nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, linking and building bridges between the various technologies that we think is redefining this age. You know, I said in a speech a couple of years ago that the Industrial Revolution was officially over, and that now a new revolution has begun in right. information. And how we are prepared for that will say a lot about how competitive we will be both here at home and abroad. And what we're doing in Maryland is something that states across the nation need to really focus on. Some are, some aren't. They figure, well, you know, we're a smaller state, or we, you know, our emphasis tends to be more in farming or in agriculture or something like that. Well, let me tell you, the farm today is one of the most mechanized, technologically sophisticated engines out there.
there are guys driving around out there in their tractors with their PCs sitting up there. They're fertilizing their fields by global positioning.
That's absolutely right, and that's the kind of position we want our companies to be in, whether they are a family farm or a budding entrepreneur who has a new idea in the area of biosciences.
Lieutenant,
we want to make
sure. Can you stay another segment? You got time to
sure.
with us a little bit more? I got a lot more
sure
for you, and I know you want to tell us a lot more about Maryland. Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be with us one more segment, and then Beverly Williams is going to wrap up the hour with us after that. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from beautiful Garrett County, Maryland, in Mountain Maryland. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in Garrett County, Maryland, broadcasting live from the Our Story Conference here, where I'm being hosted by all these wonderful people in Mountain Maryland, Deep Creek Lake part of the world, and it's an absolutely magnificent place here. Somebody who knows all about that is my guest on the radio right now, Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, and he and his boss, the governor, and all the folks here in Maryland are doing such a great job. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, congratulations on 3.9%.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And it's a real testament to the hard work of our entrepreneurs to create those jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. Businesses do. And
Thank you for saying that, sir.
Oh, my goodness. That is a fundamental principle.
Why is that so hard for some people to understand?
Because it's how they view government. They view government over the individual as opposed to the individual over government. And the individual has the capacity and the power to do an incredible amount of things because they have something government doesn't have, imagination.
Right.
And so
And guts. Don't forget guts.
And guts, right. They're willing to take that risk. Government is much more cautious and much more prone to the status quo. We've always done it this way. We figured out how it works. There's no need to evolve. Those types of things. So we recognize that the entrepreneur is the reason why we have 3.9% unemployment rate. We have the lowest poverty rate since the 1960s in our state right now. Our graduation rates are going up. We have the highest number of postgraduate degrees of any state in the country. So it is a combination of things that work.
You got some pretty good schools here too, don't you?
We do. The Maryland University system is a very powerful system. Our historically black colleges university system is a good one, very strong with 5 HBCUs. And, of course, our private and independent institutions like Johns Hopkins and Loyola and others are incredibly strong. So that combination, in conjunction with entrepreneurs who want to put their imagination to work, has turned us into, I think, a very potent job creating, workforce development, economic engine.
What does the lieutenant governor do?
Whatever the governor tells him.
All right, give us an example.
it is that simple. I serve at the pleasure of the governor.
Well, I understand, but I'm
That's kind of like I'm at the pleasure of my wife, right?
Exactly. It's the same thing.
But tell us what you do. What is a typical day in the life?
My areas of responsibility include economic development, education, and our faith-based initiative, which I developed in my office. And, you know, my goal is to go identify problems and come to the table with solutions to fix them, whether it's fixing and reforming our small and minority business enterprise system, whether it's reviewing how we're educating our kids and whether or not the dollars we're spending are actually being maximized to get the best result, meaning smart students, or if it's figuring out how we can leverage the assets of the private sector, the nonprofit sector, the faith-based community to get to them greater resources to do what they do every day, and that is helping people. So I consider myself to be somewhat of a problem solver for the governor, and well, have worked over the last 3 years to get some big issues solved.
Right. Well, and obviously doing it very well. Now, Maryland is typically considered a Democrat state.
Yes, it is.
And yet your administration is Republican.
Yeah, imagine that, right?
How's that working out, Lieutenant Governor?
Well, lightning struck, and the lightning was a new set of ideas, and the idea that, you know, change is a good thing. And
so you're saying that ideas can win over politics?
Well, yeah.
Or partisanship?
I believe that, and I really do believe that, despite what the odds makers tell me.
Yeah.
I believe that at the end, if you trust and rely on people as opposed to the rhetoric of partisan politics and party labels, you can overcome a lot of things. And our election in 2002 proved that. I think the re-election of the governor next year, I'm running for the U.S. Senate here in the state.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at me like that.
Well,
yeah, you say that now.
I'd like to get you back on the show another day and talk about just that campaign.
I would love it.
About that.
I would love to do it.
Yeah. Okay. You got about a little over a minute. You've got the world sitting at your knee. Tell us about Maryland. What's the most important thing you want us to know about Maryland?
Well, Maryland, you know what? Maryland is one big Main Street. It is a combination of all the things you remember growing up as a child and all the things you see down the road in the future. It is this unique blend of ethnicity and diversity and culture that is punctuated with entrepreneurism and a strong sense of capitalism, a strong sense of market forces paving the way for opportunity and empowering people to realize that opportunity. It is about families and communities. It is about the things, like I said, that you see and you remember when you're walking down a main street. We've got 157 municipalities in our state, which run from the smallest of 128 to the largest of Baltimore City, where, you know, there's diversity of ideas and opportunities. And I think what we've tried to do is set Maryland on a different course than it was on prior to our administration. And that course is focused.
I got to stop you, but does the Lieutenant Governor know Maryland's website?
Yes. It would be www.md.gov.state.us.
All right. Hey, thanks for being here, Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele. I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show again, and thanks for hosting.
You got it.
Thanks. See you next time. Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, when I come back after these messages, Beverly Williams is going to help us wrap up the hour and our visit today. It's almost 10 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.